Now, how old are you?
I am 10 years old.
14.
8. 12.
I'm 18.
I'm 10 years old.
What grade are you in or about to go into?
I'm a senior.
8th grade.
Sophomore year.
Just finished junior year, so yes, I'm a senior.
I'm in 4th.
What do you do for fun?
I love art. Art is my favorite.
I do soccer, basketball, cheerleading, tennis, baseball.
I like to play on the trampoline, and I love to make slime.
I act in plays, and I sing all the time.
I also write stories because I love writing.
I play tennis. I also like to play soccer with my best buddy, but I'm not on a team.
Listen, you're a great kid. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm still figuring it out.
Pediatric oncologist.
I really want to be a marine biologist.
I'm not really sure yet, but I'm looking into biomechanical engineering.
I want to be an orthodontist because you can help kids feel better at their smile.
Will you run for president someday?
I want to.
Are you excited to be on the show?
Yeah.
You sound super excited. Have you ever been more excited than this?
Yeah.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
It's Kid of the Week time, and remember, you can tell us about a great kid doing something that you think we ought to know about. And great is all relative. Can be a little thing or a big thing. It's a big thing in the scope of world events that we had good kids that we need to talk about. Two brothers, Michael and AJ, they play varsity football for the Marist Redhawks. Dave, do you know how good the Marist Redhawks are?
They're very good.
Number three.
Yeah.
Yeah. Michael's the quarterback. And AJ is wide out, and Michael has to throw to AJ. And apparently they're connecting quite a bit. So I hate to say this, Mitchell Trubisky, but watch your rearview mirror. let me get first brother on here, Michael. Good morning, quarterback Michael.
Good morning.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You awake yet?
I just woke up probably 30 minutes ago.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Long night of homework or practice or neither?
It's our Monday yesterday, so we didn't have much going on for practice, so I got up pretty early.
Got it.
And, teachers are taking it easy on us for playoffs, which is nice.
Well, okay. What year are you at school?
I'm a senior.
What are you going to do next year?
I am applied to University of Chicago, Drake, and Cornell right now, but I probably won't decide till December.
Those are all smart kid schools. What do you want to study?
Either philosophy or English. I haven't decided yet.
You know, you're a quarterback. You don't. You may be too smart for those schools. You combine your quarterback, your quarterback brain with your brain, as you said. You know, I mean, Cornell. Come on.
You've been to Cornell, right, Steve?
I spent my entire youth at Cornell.
Right.
And I remember vividly my mother looking at me and going, "I really hoped you would go to Cornell." And I said, "Mom, they have to let you in. You can't just go to the classes." Let me get your brother on here, Michael. Stand by 1 second. AJ, good morning.
Morning.
Is Michael a good quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty good, I'd say.
Yeah. Does he throw the ball to you enough? You know, you wide outs, you can be temperamental.
I mean, I think all of our wide outs are great, and we all distribute the ball, or he distributes the ball to us pretty evenly. So, I mean, I guess he's doing his job. I don't know.
All right. So if he doesn't pass to you and you're open, do you tell your mom and dad?
Nah.
Dad, he didn't throw to me again.
I got my parents telling me all the time that I'm open on stuff, but Mike's got his reads and they don't know what they're talking about. But
is there a play, guys? Is there a play that you know from the backyard or you know, drawing on your hand that if the game is tight coming up here and you guys are ready to a fourth down and you need a play that you guys can just kind of wink and say, remember the hook and pinky?
Dad's man cave on two.
I mean, obviously we've been playing together. We've been playing backyard football together since we were little, so we always know. You know, if Mike ever needs an outlet, I'm always there. So,
Michael, as the quarterback and the big brother in this scenario, and be honest now, Michael, because you're co-kid of the week here. Have you ever not thrown to AJ when he was open, just because he annoyed you when you were younger and you were getting back at him?
Honestly, in practice, there's been a few times where it's just because he's getting on my nerves, so
yeah.
I'll take off and run instead.
Yeah, sure, why not? AJ, you're a junior?
Yes, I am.
You have any idea what you're going to do after high school, or is it too early to make that decision?
I honestly have no idea.
Okay, and who's going to be a quarterback next year when your brother leaves?
We had two great quarterbacks, junior Hayden Mikesell and freshman Dontrell Jackson. I think they'll both be competing. They'll both get in next year.
You working both of them to make sure you get more?
Yeah, I mean, they're both real talented, so.
Okay. Tell you what, dude, once you make the pros, you're going to be great in interviews because you have your answers to these are great. Here's a couple of stats you need to know for those of you listening to the brothers. Is it Marquette or Marquette?
Marquette.
The Marquette brothers. Michael passed for, and this is as of the time we got these notes, almost 1,800 yards and 22 touchdowns, completed 120 of 186. Dave, I don't know if you know that. It's a quarterback rating of 2,000.
It sure sounds that way.
Yes. Meanwhile, A.J. Has been the receiving end of many of the touchdowns. How many touchdowns do you have this year, A.J.? Do you know?
I do not know.
Yeah, because he has too many to count. I don't know which you to pull for, but having a brother of my own, I know that this is a pretty cool story. And, Michael, I want you to get the ball to AJ more often.
Got it.
Hey, guys, is the football the only sport you play together, or do you do other things?
We used to play baseball, but we were never on the same team for that. So football is the only team that we play together.
So what's
just football.
So, guys, so you're in the playoffs now, correct?
Yes.
So this is, I mean, as you get ready for the final push here and it's getting deep into the playoffs, this is the last time you guys are going to play together, especially being on a varsity team. Reflect on that for a moment. Tell what it's like to know that coming up here, you two, you brothers who've been playing together on the playground for so long, this will be your last time together on the field.
That's something I think about all the time, especially when we're out there. I mean, when the game's getting tight, there's like a little extra motivation to get that little extra push when I'm out there. I mean, it's crazy to think that it's already state semis and it's already my senior year.
How about that?
That's something that I want to keep going as long as I can.
Well, you have Brother Rice this week, which is a rematch for you, right, Mike? You already played him?
Yes, we played them week one.
So a little payback in mind here in the semis?
Absolutely, absolutely.
AJ, you going to miss Michael when he's at school?
Yeah, I'm sure I will.
Okay. Michael, you get AJ one more touchdown. You don't have to give him anything for Christmas.
I didn't plan on getting him anything.
brotherly love. And that's the thing, too. You know this, Dave. If Michael doesn't get the ball to AJ, he knows AJ's going to have to. AJ's his brother. He's got to love him anyway.
Absolutely.
So, absolutely. You guys go get a win. It's the Marquette brothers. Congratulations. We wanted to celebrate your sports success, but also we thought it was pretty cool that you had a quarterback brother hookup on one of the best teams in the state. So, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for being on. See
you. Thanks, guys.
There you go, the Marquette brothers.
What kind of memories would that be for a lifetime to win a state championship with your brother? As one of your receivers, if you're the quarterback,
that's what you want. What
right?
you don't want is an overthrow
right.
or a dropped ball that for the rest of your life is coming up at Thanksgiving.
Right.
So that's why I'm glad these two are talented because that's not going to happen.
Right.
I like that the parents though say to AJ, "Hey, you've been open and he's not throwing it to you." Like getting in his head.
My brother was on one of the 16 softball championship teams.
What?
So he was. He was on a
what
second
are you holding one. Back for?
That
That's
was the
big
second
news.
One. I know, right? So we had the opportunity to come back. I should have mentioned that to the brothers, that Whew. There will be intramural opportunities when you get into your 30s and 40s where you can strap on the strap on when you play softball, but you strap on the 16-inch clincher.
The great thing being brothers is for your entire life.
Yeah.
I mean, until the end of your life. You will always be able to dump on your brother, whether you're playing football or late in life when you're playing whatever is a popular game late in life.
Right.